Talk Radio for Catholic Life to start your day.
Morning Air.
On Relevant Radio. With Glenn Leverenz, here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, 5 minutes after the hour. Coming up in this hour of Morning Air, we'll take you live to the Vatican for the Pope's general weekly audience. We've also got a fresh Glenn's Story Corner coming up. And of course, we prepare to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima on Saturday. And our Blessed Mother's message is as fresh today as it was 100 years ago, a message of prayer, a message of conversion, a message of consecration. Let's talk about Our Blessed Mother's Call with Father James Blunt, our guest this morning, an internationally known priest of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. He travels the world teaching on the battle between Satan and the woman of Genesis 3:15, Mary. Father Jim, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. God bless you. How are you?
We are doing well. We should mention that we're talking on Catholic radio. And Father Jim, you built one of the first radio stations, or a Catholic radio station, in Belize, didn't you?
It was a real blessing. I mean, to be fair, I have a brother who's a priest, a very faithful priest, and he built a little tiny station in a little tiny village in Belize. And the bishop there spoke to my brother and then spoke to me, said, can we make this nationwide? So we moved it over to my parish on the other side of the country in Belize City, and with the help of a good lay missionary named John Morhefka, we built a $4 million Catholic radio television station.
Wow. Thanks be to God. Now.
Thanks be to God.
Absolutely. Father Jim, let's talk a little bit about Fatima here. Certainly a critical time in human history during the apparitions 100 years ago. And of course, that message from Mary of prayer, of conversion, of consecration, and talking about, well, to say the rosary every day, certainly to bring peace to the world and to an end to war. And here comes the First World War, and then comes the Second World War. Here we are 100 years later. Have we learned anything? Are we at yet another critical time in human history?
Well, it seems to me, John, that the big word is conversion, that what we need are conversions in the church and outside of the church. So what the Holy Mother did was certainly spectacular. And please God, may she do it again. But what's lacking, I think, is the response of human hearts to what Mary has said and done. So something beautiful did happen. In a certain sense, it needs to happen again. And I would mention this, every Catholic listening now and every Christian, we should make it our aim this week to double our faith, to ask the Holy Spirit to give us double the faith we had yesterday so that we can sort of make up for what is lacking. And pray that every human heart, including, by the way, every Muslim, every Hindu, and every Buddhist, and every atheist, and every agnostic, would come to know and love Jesus Christ, her Son.
Speaking to that point, Father Jim, and the call to prayer and conversion of Our Lady 100 years ago and today, there have been a lot of stories in the news, in our Catholic news cycle, in dioceses all across the country, most recently in the Archdiocese of Hartford over the weekend, where there are a number of parish consolidations. Now, what does that have to do with Fatima? When you dig deep into the, yes, there are, you know, economic issues and all kinds of other things that lead, yes, to those parish consolidations, but aren't we also talking about saving souls? Fewer parishes mean fewer souls are coming to the church, and fewer souls born with original sin are just out there. And isn't this our call to evangelize?
Well, I mean, you hit something very beautiful. You know, one of the thoughts that comes to me is the extraordinary gift, and that's not even the right word, for the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And you see, when Our Lady appeared at Fatima, she was preceded by an angel the year before several times. In the last visit of God's angel to the three shepherd children, the angel, had the Eucharist in his hands, and he left the Eucharist floating in midair, bowed down to the ground, and taught the three children how to adore the Lord Jesus. And so, see, at the center of our Catholic faith, the angels will tell you, the Virgin will tell you, is the worship of Jesus in the Eucharist. And this, what we really need to recover more than anything else, is to realize not only the greatness of Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, but also the greatness of the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, in the church. I mean, it's almost a disaster. We seem to have forgotten that God is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, right there in our churches. We would run there if the president was there, and I like our president, but my goodness sake, the one who made the president is there. Why aren't the churches overflowing at every Mass, even during the week?
Father, thinking back 100 years, at first there appeared to be great resistance. The crowds gathered as the months went by, but at first great resistance and hostility toward the children in Fatima. Why was that?
Well, you know, the historical setting, Portugal was starting to be overrun by communism. And wherever there is the movement of communism, you're going to find progressivism, but in particular, atheism. And so Portugal was being run over by a progressive, communistic, atheistic government. Fatima and the Three Shepherd Children, the Catholic Church, represented all that they detested, all that they were trying to do away with. So here comes Our Lady renewing the very thing they want to remove. So of course there was opposition. Really, it was almost like a battle line was being drawn in the sand.
Is our new war, Father Jim, relativism here in the United States? Is that how Satan is taking over with his message? Is that the war that Our Lady wants us to fight?
Well, I think definitely that that's the core of what we're dealing with. I would call it atheism, but the relativism feeds right into it. And the terrible thing is that feeds into every other kind of sin, including perversity. If there is no God, if everything is the same, then we can do anything at any time. And so it's feeding into a totally hedonistic culture. So we're almost fighting all these fronts all at the same time. At the core of it, yes, I would say is a firm belief in God and in Jesus Christ, a firm belief in the Holy Catholic Church. That's at the bottom of all of this. We need to recall mankind back to a living apostolic faith.
Father Jim, do you see great similarities with today and our situation 100 years later? And if so, ought we be maybe praying that Mary come pay another visit?
Well, I think so. I think we should beg her to make another visit. I think the similarities, yes, are very, very similar. It's just, you might say, it's almost seeing the fruits of this, reaping the results of hundreds of years, really, more than 100 years, of ignoring God, our Creator. In one sense, you might say, part of what's happening to all of us is a lack of gratitude that man doesn't wake up. You know, as Bishop Sheen would say, wake up saying, good morning, God. We wake up saying, good God, morning. We lack our gratitude for our creation, for our Creator. If there is no God, then who are we grateful to? What are we grateful for if there is no God? So it's interesting, too, that our Catholic faith has at its center the whole spirit of gratitude. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So you can see in our culture that lack of thankfulness, that lack of hope, that lack of joy. So yes, we do need a new visit. We need the cleansing of the human race. We have to beg the Lord, especially in Eucharistic adoration, for the gift of renewed faith for the whole human race.
Father Jim Blunt is our guest talking about the 100th anniversary of Fatima. For those of you listening on Relevant Radio 640 in the Delaware Valley, Father will be at Our Lady of Fatima Church in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, this coming weekend on Saturday. It's free of charge. Bring your own lunch. Bring a friend. It's a wonderful day beginning with 8:30 a.m. Holy Mass, a holy hour later on in the day. And Father will be speaking in the afternoon. To turn around Glenn's question about perhaps we need a visit from Mary, don't we need to visit Mary more, Father?
You know, I really learned a lot from the example of Pope John Paul the Great. And as a priest, I did love Our Lady and I loved the Rosary. But I remember reading in a news account how the Holy Father was praying the Rosary not once a day, but good heavens, four times a day. So I thought, you know, as busy as he is, if he can do that, I can do it. So I began praying four rosaries a day. And you know, it lifted up my soul and my priestly ministry to a much higher level. And I would tell you this candidly, right off the bat, miracles, actual miracles began to occur in my parish on a daily basis when I began doing that. So I would encourage all of your listeners, including our beloved Protestant brothers and sisters, to pick up the rosary. Because when you pray the rosary, you are in for a personal visitation from Our Lady. She will come and bring to you and I the gifts and God's battle plan for that day and his protection. We do need to visit her. We need to love her. And in fact, when you love Our Lady, you are loving what God loves. You are loving who Jesus loves when you love Our Lady.
And at the very least, Father Jim, if you can't pray the rosary four times a day or even once a day, pray it on the 13th of every month for the next 6 months to commemorate the apparitions, the six apparitions of Fatima.
Oh, definitely. And of course, another option would be this. If you're someone's that super busy, pray one decade a day. That might take you 3 minutes. Try praying a decade a day of the Holy Rosary. And remember to meditate. The idea is not the repetition of Hail Marys. The idea is to meditate on the gospel mystery, to enter into the life of Christ through the heart of Mary. So even that would work. And one decade a day, 2 or 3 minutes a day, it's well worth it. And God always rewards our honest efforts. He always rewards them.
And of course, we have the Rosary on our Relevant Radio app. So if you're even stuck in traffic, all you have to do is turn on the Relevant Radio app, play it through Bluetooth, and you can pray the rosary. And it's amazing how that traffic starts moving when you do pray the rosary. Father Rocky was talking about that last week. It just seems to happen every time. It's that little instant miracle, the parting of automobiles in front of you. Again, Father Jim Blunt will be talking about the 100th anniversary of Fatima in a parish mission at Our Lady of Fatima Church. That's 2913 Street Road in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, for those of you in the Delaware Valley, beginning this Saturday with 8:30 Mass. It's free of charge. It lasts through the day. Bring a friend. Bring your lunch as well. Father Jim Blunt, an internationally known priest of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. May we have you back on a more frequent basis, Father Jim?
It'd be my privilege. It's a joy to talk about Jesus and his mother and the Catholic faith. It's an absolute joy.
Father Jim Blunt, thank you and God bless you.
God bless you too.